Good evening. This is KC2YXN at control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be June 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we could set that up. Should a net control not start the net properly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that might be portable, battery-powered, or mobile that would like to join our net this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join the net? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink Mobile, and I do see another station in here, Kathy.
Okay, that recognizes Kevin, and listening for the other Echolink check-in.
KV2KYE, David from Hillian, New York. Just checking in.
All right, then that recognizes David. So go up to the top. Kevin, how are you this evening?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy. Everyone on board, KD2FPM out here in the west end of Oneonta. Mobile through Echolink tonight, and we have 71 degrees according to my thermometer on my rear view mirror in my Jeep, and we have clear skies overhead, so it looks like a fairly decent night coming up ahead. And with that, I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, well, I hope you reach your destination, and thank you for joining us this evening. Next up is KYE, David.
Good evening, Kathy. Well, it's 76 degrees here. It looks like it's going to be a warm night. Going to have to run the air conditioner to be able to sleep, probably. Other than that, it's been a busy day doing things. I'm still looking for that. What kind of plug is that? Jones plug, I believe it is, for Kenwood. If anybody comes in and I won or knows where I can get one, my phone number is 315-219-1913. I'd appreciate any comebacks on that. I have a Kenwood 520 that was given to me that I'm trying to get to work. And with that, we're going to go back to the net. Thank you. KV2KYE, in your mind.
Okay, Dave, well, maybe someone out there listening or waiting to check in has just the thing for you. So, good. All right, well, thanks for joining us this evening. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
Good evening, Kathy. M2PFM. I gotta be quickly in and out. 50 to 80 was the temperature range, and it's 65 degrees here right now. And 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, I just want to quickly thank you for giving us that phone number for that fellow. We did call him, and he's going to try to work on something for us. So, okay, George, thanks for joining us, even though you're busy. That's great. All right. Any other stations who would like to check in and chat this evening, please call now.
WA2U.
KC2QQR.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
All right, the net recognizes John. I can't remember. What is your station and your name, please?
Oh, it's KC2QQR. My name here is Chuck.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Net recognizes John, Chuck, Pete, and Jeff this evening. So, John, you're up to bat.
Good evening, WATU. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those that are out there listening this evening. And what a beautiful, gorgeous day. We've got 62 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Beautiful day. Kathy was out working on the property here, and I was inside. I got my workout in the gym, so did a little bit over 9 miles. Let's see what else is going on. Moved some stuff around from the gym, and stuff that was on the chainsaw table put out in the shop. Made a few phone calls, so it was a good day. Got caught up on a few emails. Didn't really work on a lot of projects, but to have some futuristic things. The other gentleman there, I think it's Dave, you may want to try out the DigiKey. DigiKey has a lot of various kinds of plugs and things. They're at 1-800-344-4539. That's 1-800-344-4539. So I guess it's all good. Amateur radio operators, it's always good to have a device or a gadget or a gizmo or something to write frequencies or notes or things down under the notes, news, and nonsense category. And if that doesn't work for you, there's a ham fest coming up. Let me reset. The next ham fest that I know of, at least it's on the schedule locally here, is the Radio Amateurs of Greater Syracuse. That's coming up July 10th, which is a Sunday. And that's at the Cicero VFW, which is right across from the Cicero post office. Very easy to find. All you have to do is just travel down Route 31. Stay right on 31, and you'll probably drive right by. You have to, of course, slow down for the intersection of 31 and 11, but very easy to get to. Possible couple talk-in frequencies, 146.910, as we used to say, 319, 146.910, with a PL of 103.5. Again, that's PL 103.5. Or you may want to try 147.300, or as I said, 9030, and that has an interesting PL of 67 hertz, it's 67 hertz. So that's coming up July 10th, and it's usually a good ham fest, not a large one, but that's always a good place to get pieces, parts, and things you don't need or you want to sell something. So I chatted with a fellow today on the phone, and he came up with an interesting strategy. He says, when I go to HamFest, I got to reset. I'm either in the mode for buying or in the mode for selling, because I asked him, well, you sold a lot of stuff to get a chance to see the HamFest. He goes, nope, I either buy or sell and makes that decision ahead of time. I guess it's kind of hard to do both of those. So, anyways, we'll turn it back over to Annette. I know Field Day is just around the corner, so maybe people are preparing for that. You don't always have to be out in a tent or a screen house or something. people have HF stuff, you can always send, and even on VHF stuff, 2 meters, UHF, you can participate under commercial power and give points out to people that are participating, and of course you can always turn to QST for more information about that. And I'll turn it back over to Nat, WA2U.
Okay, John, well, thank you for all that information. Very good. Okay, next up, we have Chuck. Thank you for joining us this evening. Where are you from?
KUCQQR. Well, I'm from Vernon, New York. Just a little due east of, west of Syracuse. But yeah, anyways, I'm checking this not quite often, so with that, yeah, I might be going, to the ham fest there in, Cicero, so I may, I don't really have anything to sell, but I may, look around and, see what's there, and, always chat, so definitely a good thing, and I am looking forward to field days, that's for sure, so a lot of stuff come out, and hopefully the weather holds up for both those events. We'll see what happens. You never know. But other than that, my day was good. Saw down a tree, cleaned it all up, and got that all put away. It was a lot of work. I wanted to do a couple other things, but it took up most of my day, so kind of exhausted now. But it's nice to be on the net tonight. Happy to hear everyone. So with that, back to net control, KC2, KQR.
Okay, Chuck, boy, I was getting tired just listening to what you did today. My goodness. Well, thanks for joining. And next up, we have Pete. Very good. How's things doing, Pete?
KC2WI, well, another really nice day today, and I would have loved to, I'd love to be retired, I guess is what it comes down to, because I would have liked to have been out early this morning, maybe take a canoe or a hike or something until, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock maybe. And then, if it was a canoe, make sure to be stopped and in the shade until about 3 o'clock. One of my favorite things to do when I'm up in Lake Pleasant is go out in a canoe in the morning, or the kayak, paddle across the lake, and go out and kind of take a swim and, you know, lay out in the sun and just enjoy it while it's not too hot, and on a hot day, but you know, before the sun really gets up, and then just pull the thing up and take out my little pocket hammock and put it between two trees and take about 2 or 3 hours of just sort of you know, take a snooze in the hammock, maybe walk around in the woods where it's not, you know, where the sun isn't blazing if it's not too hot. You get a hot, you go out, you jump in the water, swim for a couple minutes, and go back. And then, you know, long around sometime in the afternoon, actually this time, you know, in the real summer, you really got to wait till 6 or 7 o'clock. But, you know, later in the afternoon when the sun gets down, you know, maybe 5 o'clock, then paddle back. And I see a lot of people going out. They don't, you know, they appear on the water at 11 or 12 and they're out sitting in the water in the middle of the day, right, out in the sun. No thank you. I've done that with groups. A lot of reason why I don't go paddling a lot, because, you know, at the time everybody gets together and goes out and drives somewhere, it's 10 o'clock, and then you're paddling down this river or something, and there's really no, a lot of times it's not really good places to stop and get out and swim, you know, a lot of these winding streams that are just kind of, you know, brush and alder bushes and all that stuff. And so you're just sitting in the thing in the blazing sun. So that's not my idea of fun. And when I used to do a lot of bicycling in Syracuse, I had a friend, Dennis, I think, and he was a few years younger than me, I guess. Well, maybe quite a few, but I don't remember. I wasn't that old then, anyway. But we used to all go ride with the Onondaga Cycle Club, and we'd go out Wednesdays after work. And in this time of the year, we'd go 30, you know, take pretty long rides, even those of us who weren't really the speed demons. And the real serious fast guys, they would go 50, and we'd meet back. There was a dozen routes or so, just typical, you know, and they had maps and all that, but nobody needed them because we all knew it after a while. And then at the end, you'd, you know, come back and you'd meet, you'd go to some restaurant or something, which, you know, really kind of defeated the purpose of you know, the riding if you ate at 8 o'clock. But this time of the year, yeah, you could ride till 8:30 and still be light. And then, of course, as the time went on, you know, towards the August and into September, the rides got a lot shorter because you just didn't have the daylight. But anyway, so I went out this morning. I did some stuff around here and went out in the backyard, and the sun just sat out in the lounge chair for a little bit, at 9 o'clock when it was really just nice and quiet and cool. And ended up going to Boonville doing a job there, having lunch. Going to Lions Falls, doing a job there, both of which took longer than planned, because my plan was get those two done in the hottest part of the day, highest part of the sun, and, you know, be out of the sun, and then maybe about, I figured, 3 o'clock, I'll be over to Moose River. Well, it was more like 5 o'clock, but it was still pretty nice. So, and it's cool and night down again, so, yeah, I'd like to be up in Lake Pleasant, but it's pleasant sleeping, and it's real quiet around here. It was real quiet last night and real quiet this morning, and I think it'll be quiet tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow afternoon we're done. Maybe I'll go down in the basement and do a little cleaning there in the middle of the day and then head up to the Adirondacks. So that's, I guess, what's going on here. I gotta dig up my Bofang manual I found online. I can do everything with this radio. Well, the menu's not too bad. The only thing I don't know how to do, and the funny thing is, in the little manual that it gives you, it tells you all the buttons, you know, the lists all the menu. It never tells you how to program something into memory, and it's not obvious at all. So I got to find out how to do that. I programmed it up using Chirp, but I screwed up the Boonville repeater. I put the wrong offset in there, apparently, because I couldn't bring it up when I was in Boonville. So, anyway, that's what's going on here, KC2WI.
All right, KC2YXN, wow. Boy, you've got a portable hammock. That sounds like a great idea. Very good, Pete. Okay, next up on our list is Jeff. Jeff, how's your garden doing?
All right, good evening. It's KD2AIT. The garden's doing well. Some of the watermelons are not doing good. I don't know why. The plants are just dying off. I haven't figured out exactly why, but I got 3 out of 8 of them are still alive. So that's kind of ominous. But maybe those 3 will explode. We'll see. Anyway, the rest of the garden's doing great. We're up here at camp right now. Somebody had earlier, right before the net, had keyed down on the repeater, and I had mentioned it after they unkeyed that they were sitting on the microphone and they shouldn't do that, and then I walked away and to the other to one of the other outbuildings here at camp, and I heard somebody reply, but I couldn't hear him and I couldn't get back in time, so whoever that was, sorry I couldn't get back to you. Anyway, we're just chilling out here at camp. It's a beautiful night, I gotta tell you, a beautiful day here at camp. Went fishing, didn't catch a lot, had a lot of bites, and caught one little trout. I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning where I'm going to get my revenge. And we have a little bit of work here to do tomorrow, just some weed whacking, but otherwise a big plan of goofing off up here all weekend. And next week I plan on spending a whole week up here. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Took a nice hot bath in the bathtub tonight up here at camp, which is kind of a pleasure up here. I don't know, considering I'm out in the middle of nowhere with no electricity and nothing else, it's kind of nice when you can do that. And we had a big old bonfire here tonight too, so it was nice. We had some steaks on the grill. So it's been quite a day, actually. I was able to take off most of this Friday, which is something I don't get to do all the time, but sometimes I make time for Friday by one of the benefits of my job is I can work as many hours as I want or as little, as long as I get a certain amount of hours in. So I'm able to work all my hours from Monday through Thursday and take Friday for the most part off. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that is. So you work 12 to 14 hours Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, but Friday you get to take off. And it was nice, and I agree with Pete. This was a great time to get up here early and get a lot of your stuff done early. I was fishing as early as I could, and during the hottest part of the day, I was spending it in the shade. So, anyway, this is KD2AIT, back to Net Control. We'll be back here again tomorrow night.
Very good, Jeff. That's cool. Boy, you sound like you're having a great time. Nothing better than being in the woods. That's neat. You got your own bathtub, too. That's cool. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WA2 with a query.
Go ahead, John.
I guess this is directed towards Jeff. I'm curious up at camp there, Jeff, if you've had any new additions, made any new acquisitions towards doing any target stuff. I'm not jumping ahead, but considering what you were going to buy, it takes a while to get used to it out for the fall, so I didn't know if you've had a chance to ramp up things into the handheld, so to speak, stuff for hunting. So, anyways, WA to you, back to that.
Okay, Jeff, any comments on in that realm?
Other than sprucing up our targets, no, I haven't. I'm still waiting. I still haven't found the right one that I want yet, so we'll see. If I get it this year, I get it this year. If not, I'll have to wait till next year, but we're going to see. But I have, you may be interested in this because we're not that far away, been getting a lot of video of bears this year, which I've never gotten in the last 6 years up here. My trail cams, I turned them on video this year instead of just photos, and I've been getting bears left and right. They're peeking in the camera, they're digging around, they just purposely stand in front of the camera and do stuff. It's great for me, you know, but I gotta tell you, I'm really surprised. I mean, being way out here, and they're up near my my hunting stands there, and they're just standing around and they're goofing off in front of the camera. So keep your eyes open up there. You might get to see some bear up there, and it'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, KD2AIT, back in that.
That's cool. That's really cool, Jeff. Yeah, we've had them in our driveway before, down the road. We've had a moose. We had a moose this year, too. But that's cool. All right, any other comments or queries or late check-ins at this point before we close them up?
N2KKL, hi, Kath.
N2KKL, Pauline, how are you?
Doing fine. Just never get around much anymore on the net because I'm always tied up in other ones, but just wanted to say hi to everybody, and any of you that are fathers, have a great Father's Day. And you got your garden in yet, Kat?
Fancy you ask that, because I just put the last thing in a day or so ago. So, yep, everything's in. Beans are doing good. We had some spinach the other day. potatoes. Everything's doing very well, Pauline. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Well, you guys all have a great evening and a nice weekend. 7-3 and God bless. M2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Pauline, just a quick question. What night does JJ do his next?
Nothing much. And it's been pretty quiet. It's always quiet on Friday nights. M2KKL.
Okay, Pauline, thank you. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. All right, one final call-up. Any other comments, queries, or light check-ins at this point?
WA2 with info.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Yeah, okay. WA2U. I guess, Pauline, we were trying to figure out what night JJ does the net. I'm sure we have some listeners that are maybe in the area that, you know, and summer's just around the corner. And it is Father's Day coming up, but anyways, I got a kind of an early Father's Day present, a trimmer, I guess that's what it is. It does a lot of different things. I haven't used it yet. I'm still waiting for some parts. But I'd like to highlight one of the nets that are on for those who get up in the morning is the first cup net. That's on at 8 o'clock every day of the week except Saturday and Sunday. So it's not on the weekends. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., that's at 145.21, 145.21. That's with a PL of 71.9. So that's at 8 a.m. in the morning. If that's too early for you, you can check into the after-dinner net. The after-dinner net, that's on at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, again on 145.21, 145.21, again with a PL of 71.9. I'll periodically mention some different nets and things, so if people are in the area, they can participate and check into some of the other various nets. And of course, this net's on 7 days a week at 9 p.m. as indicated in the preamble. Everyone have a great weekend. WA2U, back to that.
KD2 AIT comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Night after dinner nets are usually short, but that's the way it goes because ours is early. And JJ works a lot of hours. He hasn't been on at all. So that's the way it goes. And 2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Roger that. And I'd like to say that I checked in tonight to the 210, 7 o'clock after dinner net, and I was the only one in there. So they can always use help, at least on Friday nights anyway. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, good. Thank you. And thank you, Pauline. Very good. Okay, I will close the Black River Valley service desk, but before I do that, I have our Friday evening humor. So here we go. I'm on a tear with different definitions. Okay. Maritime is a noun, and it's the hour of a wedding. Syntax, also a noun. It's a tariff on immorality. An airhead, also a noun. It's an act you put on when pulled over for speeding. And last but not least, diamond. Something you think should be on your finger, but he can only think of it as in a baseball park. I will now close the Black River Valley service set, but before I do that, I would like to thank Kevin, David, George, John, Chuck, Pete, Jeff, and Pauline for joining us this evening, and all you listeners out there, and scanner listeners. Everybody have a great weekend. Don't forget what this weekend's about if you've lost your father. Be thankful for all the things he taught you and remember all those wonderful memories of you learning things from him and as we pass that along to others. So, everybody have a good, safe, and keep cool weekend. $73. This is KC2YXN. Clear.
KC2YXN, KD2AIT.
Yes, Jeff.
Well, it wouldn't be a Friday night at camp if I didn't come back with another one. Here's a joke.
There's the repeater on you. This is KCQ, QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently being held on the 145, that 170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, thank you for your check-in this evening. Any other stations that would like to check in top 10, with or without traffic, all are welcome.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink. Good evening, Knock 10.
Good evening, Kevin James, KD2FPM. Thank you for your check-in tonight. And the other stations for Octane tonight. This is KCQ-QQR. This is Octane. Looking for stations. With or without traffic, all are welcome. Alright, with nothing else heard, thank you Jeff and Kevin James for checking in tonight. 73 Star is listening, and have a wonderful evening, and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR going back to network.